is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. Joined on the phone right now, always great catching up with Jess Moskaluk. Jess, thanks for your time. How you doing?
I am surviving. I'm tired as heck. I got a coffee in front of me, so we're good to go.
That's good. I'm sure you are out on tour right now. First off, I want to ask you about your most recent tune, I Ain't Country. Now, this song, it seems like it's kind of a heck you to certain people that may have said some things. But I love this song, Jess. Can you tell us about your song, I Ain't Country, and kind of the story behind this one?
Yeah, thanks for saying that. You hit the nail on the head. It wasn't, to be honest, a song that I thought would make it to radio or anything like that. It was one of those songs that sometimes you just write for yourself.
Right.
It's therapeutic. It's kind of in response to anyone that's ever said that me and my music isn't country enough. And it's really just talking about my lifestyle, and kind of is just always the craziest thing when, you know, someone in their high-rise building in London, England, or like Nashville, Tennessee, right, or wherever is like, yeah, that's not country. And I'm like, I am staring at a red barn right now in my front yard,
right,
outside of my small town in Saskatchewan. So it was kind of a therapeutic song for me.
I absolutely love it. Obviously, it means a lot to you. And the music video, Jess, it seems like it's really a homey music video. Can you tell us a bit about the filming of that one? Because that one really came together really well.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really proud of that one. It's definitely very homey. It was done on my family farm, so it's all real people in that video. My stepdad is the one driving the loader in it.
Nice.
And it's all local people from either Rokenville or Langenberg.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty cool experience to put that together.
Really came together really well. Again, joined right now by Jess Moskaluk. Now, Jess, you've been out on tour for a little bit, and you're probably somewhere in the middle of the tour, but how are you holding up? How's it gone so far? How's life on the road treating you so far?
It's good. We're probably about, I've been on the road for about a month now, but we're probably about a third of the way through the tour. I just came straight from CCMA, so it kind of made the trip a little longer, but it's been going so well. I really wouldn't change a thing. It's been so cool to see the show come together. We worked so hard on this one and added some different visual production elements, and it's awesome to see it out there and working. And we've been selling out a bunch of shows, so I'm excited to be coming to do a bunch of Saskatchewan shows this week.
Yeah, for sure. So that's what I wanted to get to, because you're going to be in our neck of the woods up in Meadow Lake at the brand new Co-op Center coming up on Thursday. It's brand new facility. It just opened, state-of-the-art stuff, so we're super excited for you to perform there. Maybe talk about a little bit about performing. I know you've been to so many places, but probably on this tour there's some places that you haven't been so far before. So how cool is that that kind of experience for you?
You know what? I am a terrible person, because I, on tours like this where you're playing every single night for 2 months, to be honest, it's such a blur. So the things that stand out aren't the places, because you don't see the places.
Right.
You go to bed in one city and you wake up in another city. So it's not the places, it's the people and the crowds that make it special. So it's the way they show up. It's when they bring signs. It's when they come dressed in their theme. It's when they come showing up, you know, in camo and singing along and dancing and bringing friends. That's what I remember, and that's what makes it memorable, whether I've ever been to that city or not.
That's very, very cool. I love hearing that. And again, if our listeners, some people haven't seen you perform, it is one heck of a show. Absolutely. I've seen you perform many times, Jess. But if people haven't kind of seen you perform, the set list, I like to ask it, because I'm sure the set list changes maybe show to show. I don't know if it's consistently, maybe not. Maybe it's consistently throughout the show. But what can kind of people expect to see who maybe haven't seen you perform before?
If you've never seen me before, you should know that it's a very high energy show. Both the boys and I are kind of running around. The songs are like 90% upbeat. It's definitely like a country rock show, and it's a lot of fun. As for the set list, it's pretty consistent because of some of the production elements that we've added this time. But we did add a little bit of something new this time, where we're choosing the band and I choose two covers every day, and then we have the audience vote between the two.
Nice.
So there is a little bit of leeway there depending on
Yeah.
what the crowd ends up voting for. So we send them to my Instagram to go and vote, and then we all find out together in real time which of those two covers we're going to be playing that
I
night.
love that. I love that. That's super cool. And the crowd interaction and I absolutely love that. That's very, very cool. Jess, before we let you go, I mean, you've been out on the tour for a little bit. It's going to be a lengthy tour going forward. You're probably most of the time spent driving places and on the road. If you're not the one driving, what kind of keeps you busy? Do you listen to podcasts, books on tape? What kind of keeps you entertained on the long travel days?
Well, so that I think that's a pretty common misconception about tour, actually. We drive at night.
Okay.
So the bus driver can keep a consistent schedule. So when I say I go to bed in one city and
I
wake up
got you.
in
I
another
hear you.
city, I mean it literally. So I mean I maybe do listen to podcasts a little bit, kind of like going like falling asleep.
Right, but you
But
sleep
during the
most of the
day,
time.
there's not a lot of downtime.
Gotcha. Well, okay. Well, fair enough. Yeah, you know what? It just seems like there'd be a lot of time on the road, but you're right. You wake up one place, go to bed, you're up in the next place, and then you preparing for the show that night. Busy time on the way for you, Jess, but we are super excited for you being in Arnecku Woods coming up on Thursday, the brand new co-op center, and everyone's going to absolutely love the show. And Jess, it's always so wonderful catching up and chatting with you. We wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you guys at the show.